Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In today's volatile and complex risk environment, employers are demanding more from their insurance brokers than ever before. They want strategic guidance, proactive communication, and deeper expertise, not just quotes and policies. Xywav's 2025 Broker Services Survey underscores this shift, revealing both high levels of client satisfaction and significant gaps in critical services such as risk management and market guidance. As costs rise, risk expands, compliance pressures mount, and affordability remains a top concern, brokers are being challenged to step into the role of trusted advisors who can help clients navigate uncertainty with confidence. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other key findings from the survey is Brendan Zivolosky, Manager of P&C Content, and Jamie Nelson, a Senior Director, both with Xywav. Brendan and Jamie, welcome. It's so wonderful to speak with you both. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. Thanks for having us. Really looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
With 87% of employers expressing satisfaction with their brokers, Jamie, what strategies are helping brokers meet rising client expectations today?
Yeah, thanks, Lori. This is certainly a question and sort of a response that I'm really excited to hear and see. That 87%, to give a little more context behind it, Xywav did a lot of independent research earlier in the year that showed an escalating risk trajectory. And as you can imagine, some employers felt like they were being left behind. And that speaks to a level of dissatisfaction. So why are we seeing such a excellent response, an 87% satisfaction rate within the broker services survey towards the second half of the year? And not to make this a Xywav commercial or something like that, but it's really how we source this particular survey. The vast majority of respondents are our partner brokers' clients. So in one way, shape, form, or another, they're interacting with Xywav software. So that's, you know, gives us a lot of pride in that 87%. Now, when it comes to what they're doing or why, how we're achieving that outside of the software, when you really look into our survey results, our market research, the answer really becomes clear and simple, which is picking up the phone. I guess phone in air quotes, if you will. It all kind of comes down to service. Can you meet these rising expectations, these questions, these problems that need to be solved? Can you meet them 365, almost 24/7? If you think about from like a CFO's perspective, a decision maker, a small business leader, whatever it happens to be, when they look at that, you know, the stat sheet, so to speak, the budget, and they see insurance consistently in the top five, but they only heard from their broker one, two, three times a year. Their answers aren't getting responded to, you know, same week, let alone same day. They're going to start to become a little more dissatisfied. So the question is, how can we answer those questions a little more frequently? And I think it kind of boils down to when you set up that T-chart, one broker versus the next, they all think they're doing everything well. But once you see it on paper, that 365 level of service doesn't always get done. So I know it's a long-winded way of saying picking up the phone, but that really can make a huge difference, pushing that number up to 87%.
And just expanding on that, as you mentioned, employers want regular updates. They want proactive communication. Jamie, how can brokers build stronger engagement models to deliver on this demand?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good dovetail. I would say if we're looking at our model, first and foremost, I think you have to sort of look at our service tiers. I think as an industry, insurance in general, historically, we've done an excellent job making sure the right client gets the right level of service from a historical standpoint. We're doing good. However, after COVID, I think a few lag levels of service have sort of sprouted up. And now I think that 1,000-person group, if you will, that 1,000-person employer are starting to expect to get the service of what used to be 10,000 or 20,000. So thinking critically about our service tiers and perhaps compressing them up market, I think should be sort of a condition precedent to this. But when, you know, to get into it a little bit more finer, I think it all comes down to finding a force multiplier. You know, there's a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, a lot of problems. And I don't think most brokerages or agencies can go so far as to keep hiring their way to solve the problem. It's going to get expensive. Getting those staff up and wired is near impossible at the scale that we're talking about here. So you really have to look for force multipliers. And from what we've seen, the ones that are really successful is, you know, partner with somebody that has a content marketing lead generation tool that can do things like present validated resources automatically, have those resources be backed by data, make the connections so the right customer is receiving the right resource at the right time. Once again, if it can be automated, even better. If AI can start making connections, that's great. And so that's sort of the tip of the spear. One that we're really excited about, and we see it all over the broker services survey, we see it within our own data for Sidewave products. In the last 24 to 36 months, I feel like something has changed in regards to client portals, or client cloud is what Sidewave calls it. There definitely seems to be a shift in engagement. And I don't know if it's post-pandemic. People started interacting more digitally, more consistently. Change in demographics, population-wise, of decision makers. I think there's a larger cohort of individuals that are more willing to self-serve, but also just exist and answer their questions a little more digitally versus picking up the phone. So that trend is at play. But at the end of the day, if you have a client portal with tools and all sorts of engagement resources, the best ones, the ones that are really going to engage the customer, are proactive as well, right? It's just not a repository. It's going to be sending alerts. It's going to be engaging with the client on the things that they need at that time. We were just talking with, I was just speaking with Brendan and one of our attorneys last week, and he was talking about our employee handbook builder tool within Content Cloud and how he has, I think it was 20 to 30 1-1 policies configured and ready to send out across the states, across the country. And if you think about the level of human resources that would take to get that done manually, it's a lot, right? And so if we can set up automation in the form of portals and in the form of marketing and lead generation, it's going to take the pressure off of everyone involved and give our producers, our back support staff, time to really dig in and put a finer point to the biggest problems or the things that are driving revenue. So that tooling, along with taking a look at service tiers, is really where we think we can build in a force multiplier.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Many employers cite affordability as a top challenge. Jamie, how are brokers helping clients balance competitive benefits with escalating costs?
Yeah, I think it's a good time for that question, given where I think a lot of renewals are going to go this year. It really is the $4 trillion question. If you could probably write an ebook, and if you could perfectly solve it, you're going to find yourself in a much better place. But at the end of the day, not to use this term too often, but we're gonna keep doing it. Probably keep doing it during this podcast. But it is, be a trusted advisor. And what I mean by that within the context of this conversation is do what's right for the customer. And that 100% needs to include a multi-year strategic plan to bring those costs down and to be proactive. And when you do that, it may not necessarily mean a big year one win as far as profitability for the agency. But I do think over time, multi-year, with a boost to retention and client satisfaction, everyone's going to come out ahead. And, you know, the tactics are many, right? They're going to be specific to the individual group, specific to the skill set of the broker, but things like shifting plan designs proactively from fully insured, self-funded, level funded. It might be strategies from 10 years ago that were avant-garde then, but today are becoming more normalized, like reference-based pricing, direct contracting, you know, lifting up the hood on our primary care model, lifting up the hood on how we're sourcing and paying for pharmacy, direct contracting, things like that. That's what it really boils down to. How can we be proactive in our approach and do what's absolutely best for the customer? Because once again, it's if you're only checking in Q4, it's going to be problematic.
Risk management services and market guidance are key gaps identified in the survey. Brendan, what steps should brokers take to close these gaps? And how is Xywav helping them enhance these services for clients?
Yeah, Lori, that's really a great question. And I, you know, before we jump into that, I think it's important to start by stepping back and considering the volume of change that's occurred in the commercial insurance industry in recent years. We've seen changes to pricing and capacity strategies, higher levels of underwriting scrutiny, and the growth of the E&S market, right? So all of those factors are impacting a client's insurance experience. You know, in this environment, it's really incumbent on brokers to help develop clients navigate market dynamics and give them a level of depth and understanding, right? So there's several questions brokerages should be asking themselves, right, from my view, and hopefully the answer to these questions is yes, right? So first, are we providing our clients with market updates on a regular cadence? You know, what are we as a brokerage hearing from our capacity providers? You know, what trends are we seeing both, you know, on individual lines of insurance, but also for the industries that we serve, the industries that our clients are in? You know, and then what do underwriters truly care about this year? You know, and have we shared that information with our clients? You know, the second component is, you know, has that guidance been delivered in a fashion that's impactful and at our clients' level, right? Is it easy to understand and easy to digest and actionable? And then finally, you know, as a brokerage, are we adjusting our risk management and insurance counseling strategies according to the current demands of the market? So simply put, you know, does the brokerage have the resources to educate their clients and make them more informed insurance buyers? You know, if not, Xywav certainly has a suite of resources that can help in this on this front. The other thing that we're seeing a lot of in terms of market dynamics is businesses want to work with brokers that can provide insights to inform decisions around policy limits and insurance program structures. You know, when a broker is recommending a policy limit, the business really wants to see the proof behind that recommendation. What's driving the recommendation? Show us the data, you know, show us the real world losses that are, you know, informing that recommendation. You know, the other thing, from my view, I think we're finally getting to the point where business owners and CFOs are taking a greater note of trends like social inflation, nuclear verdicts, third-party litigation funding. You know, the industry's really been beating the drum on those topics for the past decade or so. I think business decision makers are, you know, starting to better align their risk transfer strategies accordingly, right? They want their limits and insurance programs to be sufficient when called upon, you know, and this puts pressure on brokers to have meaningful conversations around loss trends, you know, and really the upper register of what potential losses for a client might look like. You know, this is another area where here at Xywav, we feel we're strong. You know, we have loss data products that can help power these conversations with benchmarking data and loss insights that others might not be able to provide. You know, the other half of your question was on the risk management front. What really jumps out to me is that there's a really strong and healthy appetite for risk management guidance in the middle market. You know, for this particular survey, most of our respondents were businesses with somewhere between 100 and 500 employees. You know, and about 500 or 50% of those businesses are fully satisfied with the risk management services that they're getting from their broker. So that tells me the other half of our survey respondents feel like, you know, their broker could do a better job, level up their level of risk management service. So, you know, asking a question like, where can we as a brokerage help our clients make investment and make them more resilient to loss? I think brokers should also be contemplating their delivery methods for risk management guidance. You know, there should be a focus on making things repeatable and scalable throughout a book of business, especially for those brokers, you know, servicing small and mid-sized businesses. You know, and this is another area where Xywav platforms can help. You know, our products provide brokers and their clients with thousands of resources like safety talks, loss control bulletins, and other tools to make an account a better risk in the eyes of an underwriter. So really making businesses more resilient to loss, you know, making them, you know, better prepared for the escalating risk trajectory is really the name of the game from our view.
Clients today face increased compliance pressures. Brendan, how can brokers strengthen their role as trusted advisors when clients face these type of pressures?
Yeah, we definitely see that businesses struggle with compliance. I don't think that's anything new. That's true on both the commercial insurance side of our business and on the employee benefits side of things. I, you know, often will step back and think about just the sheer volume of state, federal, and local rules that employers have to consider on a daily basis, and it's quite overwhelming, right? So for brokers, I think it's important to get the right guidance in front of the right clients at the right time. And I'll, you know, use a hypothetical to demonstrate this, the opportunity that brokers have, right? You know, so right now, OSHA is in the rulemaking process for a potential heat injury and illness prevention standard. I think that's top of mind for a lot of safety professionals across the country. If that rule is finalized, employers across the country are going to have to take steps to protect their workers, right? And brokers can provide value by, you know, explaining the requirements of that new potential requirement and looking at ways that businesses can effectively comply, right? And, you know, stress their double underline effectively, right? You know, so for the broker might be presenting, you know, here are the controls that can be used. Here's what you're going to have to do to monitor temperature. Here are the requirements for providing access to shade. You know, here's what you have to do for work breaks. The list goes on, right? So that's a very specific and hypothetical example, but there's a lot of real world current, you know, requirements that employers have to consider. And that's the type of guidance that we're talking about. So there's truly a lot of opportunity to strengthen the relationship with clients by pairing compliance with the risk transfer. Like I said, a lot of it comes down to putting the right guidance in front of a client ahead of an effective date so that they can be properly prepared and respond to those requirements. So brokers really have to kind of put themselves in that mindset that it's not just all about risk transfer. It's also about thinking about the whole of a business.
And looking ahead, Jamie, how will the role of brokers evolve over the next 5 years as employer expectations continue to grow more complex?
Yeah, absolutely. In no way, shape, or form is this an easy question to answer. I'm just looking backwards. You know, you go back 5 or 10 years, and I'm wondering how many offices had fax machines, and or how many still do, right? But then you see this escalating risk trajectory and all these new tools and technology, and we really are flying forward. So it's really a dichotomy. I think to at least try to generally answer it, looking to other industries, I wonder if we might see further specialization or further generalization among brokers and producers we're bringing on. To maybe put a more specific answer on it, one thing I think I can say for sure is, given what I'm hearing from the marketplace, talking with agencies, hearing word on the street from conferences, I think producer validation is going to be a bigger investment in this industry. And if we land that investment to, you know, outcome stage, I think what we'll really see is a better educated, whatever version of them, specialized or general, it's going to be a better educated class of producers and brokers entering, you know, the insurance ecosphere, if you will. I also think with emergence of AI and how it intersects with L&D, I think it's likely we see continuing ed much more invested in addition to technology. I think many are going to be born of technology, and that's going to be part of these producer validation and continuing ed programs. So once again, long-winded way of saying, I think we're probably walking into an era where best in class are going to be the most educated broker population, you know, to date.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that. You know, I think this question really gets at the crux of what a lot of brokerages across the country are grappling with, right? Looking at the future, you know, consumer expectations have only gone up in recent years. You know, we know when carriers take rate, like they have in certain segments of the industry in recent years, businesses look for more ROI from their insurance spend, right? That's not a novel concept. I think a lot of brokers, if they're listening, will be nodding their head along to that. But that puts a lot of pressure on brokers to deliver for their clients, right? And while brokers can't always control rate, they can control service, right? You know, the way that I think about it is the modern insurance broker needs to almost be an extension of a business's boardroom, right? The most successful brokers, you know, in the coming years will be the ones that lean further into the role of trusted advisor. Brokers need to find ways to influence positive change and outcomes for businesses. Really think about the whole of the business, just not just the risk transfer. So, you know, I think this requires a certain mindset and dedication. The other thing that it requires brokerages to do is find efficiencies throughout the brokerage to free up time so that staff members can focus on value-added services and guidance, right? Some of the things that we've talked about in this conversation. So that often means with partnering with organizations like Xywav to unlock new levels of efficiency. You know, we feel that our focus on scaling insurance rating and connectivity solutions, as well as the value of our proprietary data and content, is really going to be essential for brokers in the coming years. So a lot of challenges. I think we should be excited about where the industry is heading. You know, I think there's a lot of opportunity for those that can really consult with their clients, you know, and take that proactive approach to being, you know, a true risk manager for their clients. So that's how I view it. I think that's how Xywav views it. So.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's definitely a very exciting time. Brendan and Jamie, this has been fascinating, so informative, and it's been a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah. Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Thank you.
That was Xywav's Brendan Zivilowski, Manager of P&C Content, and Jamie Nelson, a Senior Director. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Tortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.